tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Careful. That cow's dead, and so is Robert Mugabe, the Napa Wine Valley winemaker.
No.
I went and bought some. I'm glad you laughed at that, Craig. I did a joke earlier, and Todd liked it. Right. So that's kind of funny.
I did. I didn't laugh near as heartily as
I know,
you
but it was still I still liked it.
I'm generally not a hearty laugher.
No, the Napa guy, I think he's dead already, but the original
Mondavi.
Mondavi.
I think he's been gone.
I was wondering why the guy at the wine store looked at me wrong yesterday. Well, wanted some.
When you asked for the Mugabe?
Mugabe. I said, give me some Fume Blanc Mugabe. Right. He just passed away. It's got to be worth something now.
Oh, it was only 11 years ago he died.
Okay.
Former Zimbabwe president Robert Mugabe passed away.
Yeah. Did we figure out if he's a good guy or bad guy?
He was both.
Bad guy.
Bad
guy for sure. And 148 players had him at the age of 95. Some of them include, but are not limited to, Grab Me by the Orange Sock. Hades Mades gets a hit. another brand of cider. I haven't seen this one. Hadma Wienerin is the
Hadma Wiener
in.
Okay. What is the ethnic origin of that name?
I don't know. I don't know what
Hadma
kind of
Middle Eastern probably
cider
Wienerin. That might be German.
Wienerin. Oh, that part.
Hadma Wienerin.
As soon as you said it, I heard it.
You said that way.
It's definitely German.
When you say it that way,
Hadma Wienerin.
It sounds like some North Dakota, like a Czech thing there. Hadma Wienerin.
Oh, yeah. There's pockets of North Dakota where they still
Hadma Wienerin.
They speak German, but nobody yells at them. No. Nobody tells them to, why don't you go back to where you came from?
Because they're white.
Nobody names their kid Hadma Wienerin anymore.
Nobody does.
They don't go to German as a second language classes because they're 90.
Right.
Hairlip Canyon Yodeler gets a hit. I don't know what that means.
Again,
we don't know if the guy's Hairlip or the canyon's name Hairlip Canyon.
We questioned that last time.
We want to know what that guy means by that.
Because he had a hit last time.
If you are a Hairlip Canyon Yodeler.
We didn't know if the Yodeler was a Hairlip or if he yodeled in a place called
Hairlip Canyon.
Right. Which I'm sure, I
still think it's Hairlip Canyon.
I'm sure it's beautiful. Look it up and see where find out where Hairlip Canyon is.
Holden McGroin gets a hit.
Oh, we know Holden was a past winner, right?
He is a past
winner. Yeah, 2 years ago, Holden McGroin won the past champion.
The Deadpool,
past champion Holden McGroin.
Would you believe that I don't think Hairlip Canyon exists?
Right. Oh, no. It's
so the guy's a Hairlip.
Yeah. Russia. Well, it's in Russia.
This is spelled with an A-H-A-I-R.
That's the way I spelled it.
Yeah.
The accepted way.
Holy low count, holy low blood count, Batman gets a hit.
Yeah, I just had a blood test. I'm fine. In case you're wondering,
you're good on the blood count.
I guess. I mean, he would tell me if that was something's wrong.
They haven't called you.
No, I was just there yesterday for my physical.
Oh, so you still have a chance.
He looked at all that stuff.
That you have a low blood.
No. I gave blood before vacation because my liver enzymes weren't way down.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
14
before
drinks.
Vacation.
Yeah. 2 drinks a day.
But the
that's what you did.
No, that's what he tells you can have.
So the result.
It's not what I did at all.
So you're good for the next couple months.
Well, you had 2 drinks every day, didn't you?
2 drinks every day. In California?
Yeah, well, wherever
more,
you were.
Oh, yes, I did.
At least.
A lot more.
Okay. 2 drinks every day by 10.
Yeah, but that's not an average, is it? You can't have like 14 in one day and then
I
take
said
a
to
week
him,
off.
I said to him, he goes, do you have 2 drinks every day? Because we talk about when you go to your doctor.
Yes, I do.
Because I said I wrote, I think last summer when I was there for my last physical, I said, apparently my questionnaire at that point said 14 drinks a week. And that's probably true, but it probably leans more towards the weekend, obviously. And sometimes I'll go past that, I'm sure. But he said, we don't recommend, we're not allowed to say you can have 14 drinks in a weekend. It's 2 drinks a day. I said, well, I don't drink every day. And I might load up more depending on the weekend and what I'm doing. If I'm not doing anything, maybe 2 drinks is fine, 2 glasses of Mugabe or something like that, But, doctors get it. Plus, our doctor, Puss, a nice doctor, listens to the show, so he gets it.
I-80 Bigfoot gets a hit, as does I Love the Black Caucus.
Yes, you do.
I'm Too Pretty for Condoms.
Yes, you are.
Gets a hit, as does I'm Yanking It.
Some guy just wanted you to say that. Is that what happens? Right.
Read those last three in succession again.
And be quiet. I'll be quiet.
I Love the Black Caucus. I'm Too Pretty for Condoms. I'm Yanking It.
You don't need a condom, actually. You're just yanking it.
Whatever. I'm effing blind.
Yeah, you could have done that, too, in a row.
Yeah, well, it's
after the yanking
you're
part.
Yanking it.
Yeah.
Excessively, apparently.
Right, and I'll let that one go. It's Not Gay in a Three-Way. Gets a hit.
Wow. Oh, there's a woman involved and two that dudes. I got it. Yeah.
Some serious rationalization
there. Well,
it's
actually not. If you're not touching another dude, it's not gay.
And
don't ask me how I know that.
You know, we don't have to ask.
I got examples.
And Ivan Jam It Down My Rabbit Hole gets a hit.
So when it's not gay, are you at least an arm's length away?
Well, unless the woman like is 8 feet tall, yeah, you probably are a little close together, yeah.
Oh, no, because I've seen some clips where it looks kind of gay.
Oh, if the two dudes touch each other, right?
Yeah.
You just don't. You stay at your end.
Not just two dudes touching each other.
Oh, don't. Oh, you, that's the clips you've been clicking on then.
Well, yeah, I see them once in a while. I haven't sought them out.
Of course not.
I just happen across them.
Where are we at, though, on that Deadpool? You got more to come this morning, right?
One.
We'll show up.
The next time we go through names will be the last.
Okay, got it.
So we're going to wrap this up in about a half hour or less.
All right. Nick Allen later on. Make sure you download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Petey Mack in the house later on, and Antonio Brown might be a rapist.
Nice email from Paige here. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
From T95 in Wichita.
I love your show. Please don't ever quit.
We're not.
I don't know why that comes up once in a while.
Because
I was reading this radio trade publication, and it was discussing shows like ours in the age of people we're supposed to appeal to, and we've got some serious maturing to do.
Oh, maturing?
We are mentally way behind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
A newsflash?
What do you mean? I know, you're right. But I mean, what did they say?
You may be right, but why should we care?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
You know,
this is where I get to be 10.
Right. These guys are experts, and they do a lot of research.
Oh, yeah. And, by the way, experts that don't do it, right?
And
they don't do it, right?
We should maybe heed the warning of the other emails that we get that say, grow up. Who are you guys going to grow up?
Well, that ain't happening.
So we should probably at least make an effort. Anyway, I stray there. Paige is 24 years old. I'm also a lesbian and love you guys. I'd love to meet you guys one day. We're going to Wichita one day just to meet lesbians.
Yes, we are. And anybody else who wants to visit us.
Todd and Tyler and a gathering of lesbians.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
In Wichita. We'll do that.
For the lesbians.
Whatever we can put that together. I put the other info in there because of all the people getting offended and mad by some things you say sometimes. They need to go back under the rock they came from. Y'all are the S.
Thank you. What's your first name again?
Paige.
Paige, thank you for listening, Paige. Yeah, the people that bitch are, whatever, We don't get as many bitch as we used to, depending on what we're talking about. Actually, we do. Check our email out, but, The day somebody ain't bitching, the day you ain't doing your job. And by the way, we don't try to get people to bitch. These are how our opinions are. And this is how stupid we want to sound.
Yeah, and I'm going to ignore that old trade publication I read.
I haven't even read it yet.
And not grow up.
Yep.
I refuse.
Okay. There is a video floating around.
We haven't done it now. It ain't going to happen.
No, what's the point?
I got too much of my day where I am a grown up, and that's about 10-15 on, I'm still a douchebag and a kid, but I mean, I still have to do grown up things.
As they say, you have to adult.
Here I don't. Yeah, I hate that term too.
But
I don't have to do grown things for 4.5 hours. Obviously.
There is a viral video going around that appears to show a couple exiting an airplane bathroom.
These things are so
spending
small.
Some time in there together.
I was even on a big plane coming home from from Salt Lake City to L.A. You know, not a wide body, but, you know, 3 and 3, the bigger ones should fly. And they have bathrooms. I don't know how you do that.
Especially with a wide body.
Yeah. you can't get her in there.
Several passengers had lined up outside the airplane bathroom waiting their turn.
I guess a wide body, you might be. This bathroom's probably pretty big.
And then as they finally, you know, then the door opens and you see the woman leave.
Right.
And then you see, oh, there's someone else leaving too.
Right.
And there's, you know, several people standing in line, 4 or 5 people standing in line, it looked like, if I remember correctly.
Anybody bitch at him? Anybody turn him in? I wouldn't turn
him
in.
Well, what do you do?
Give him a high five the dude.
Yeah.
Unless you wash his hands, right, yeah. I say, yeah.
Right. You don't high five the woman either.
No. Oh, yeah, because we know where her hands are at, right?
So that eventually made it to passenger shaming. So the people were shaming them, I guess.
No. Passenger shaming is people putting their bare feet up, picking their whatever. Just
well,
the horrible
it did make
stuff.
It to that site,
but it shouldn't be. That's having sex in the bathroom. I'm not shaming them at all. Good for them.
So I got an email from Southwest yesterday asking me to rate my flight, you know, home from.
Did you
San
bitch
Diego.
About the booze?
Should I mention?
Yes,
that?
Yes.
Should
yes,
I mention?
Yes.
Yes,
because it's just her.
Yeah.
Because it's not like other places don't just give you two bottles of vodka. I ask for 2 bottles of vodka all the time on those planes, and nobody ever says no. Sometimes they think I'm a drunk, but I don't care.
Yeah,
you know,
I get that a lot.
I mean, one time she said,
but I've never heard. Oh, you're only allowed one per hour.
Right.
Never heard that one before.
No,
that's just her being a bitch.
Yeah, but you know. They make stuff up.
That's the problem.
I think they assume that a lot of people don't fly all the time, that I've never flown before.
I think that's right.
They also assume that you're bent over a barrel, and if you argue with them, they can have you thrown off.
Well, and that's why I didn't argue with her.
Yeah, but you
can. They kind of do.
But this is your recourse.
They do kind of look down on you.
It is your recourse.
Let me just tell this rookie. Here's the rule.
It is your recourse.
Yeah, he's not going to know.
Because I see people.
I fly a dozen times a year. Shut up. Don't tell me that.
I was flying out of Pennsylvania once years ago, 10 years ago or something, and it was in the morning, and I asked for a Bloody Mary, and she says, and this is a totally arbitrary lie, she said, we don't serve drinks until, like, after 9, she said.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was after 9. It was 9:15 in the morning. And I know you're like, don't look disgusted at me. You guys aren't. And I pointed to my watch at the time. I had a watch on. I said, it's 9:15. But see, I think she thought the flight was earlier than that because I think the flight was scheduled for like 8:30 or something like that. So I was in her brain already.
So
I snagged her. And and when she said that, she knew she couldn't do anything about it. And she went and got me a vodka.
I meant 10. Right.
Yeah. She didn't change her mind, but she didn't want to serve me.
Well, as passengers, we need to be able to expect a certain standard. You know, something uniform across the board, and if you don't complain, they get away with it.
But don't make crap up like that. I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made it up.
There was a certain time.
No,
there's a drink limit. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, you can't get real snippy with them on the plane, you're right, because you'll get thrown off. But if they're going to send you a survey afterwards, say, hey, how was your flight? Tell them that.
Well, the one time I got a drink, I got a double vodka, I got a double Bloody Mary. By the way, my enzymes are fine.
Yeah.
I got a double Bloody Mary, and this is where she had to pour it in. She goes, well, I got to pour that in. You know, it's not going to be much room for your, you know, the red stuff, basically. And I go, I know.
I'm not ordering it for the red stuff.
I know, because that little plastic cup with two bottles of ice and a little red stuff, it's basically like just a coating on top of red stuff.
See, that's when you say, just give me the Bloody Mary neat.
Yeah. That's crap, too. She doesn't have to pour the vodka
I know, but
for
she
you.
Did it anyway, and I didn't care as long as I got two vodkas in there, you know.
It just hands you the bottles and, you know, a little plastic glass.
Right.
And stop making stuff up
if
you're a flight attendant.
This is when you can bitch, when you're not in the air.
Yeah.
You know, our comedians friends do it all the time. And then not so much about alcohol like we do, but they always tag on Twitter the airline that's messed with them. I've seen Pescatelli do it. I've seen Titus do it. And they get responses because they get customer service on that.
Social media gets a response.
It does.
From the airline.
Oh, yeah. That's the only time that they respond.
Right.
Because
first world problem, you want your vodka on a plane, but so what?
when we were flying back from Hawaii, right, and those two hurricanes were passing over the island.
Right.
This was
a few years ago.
The Big Island. Okay. We were coming out of the Big Island, but our particular airline, I think they don't exist anymore,
yeah,
had canceled all of their flights for like days.
Well, they couldn't get out, right?
Oh, no, they could get out. Everybody else was getting out.
Okay.
United got out. So we got on Twitter,
mm-hmm,
and then they actually responded, but then said, sorry, there's nothing we can do. And we finally got to Honolulu, and I was talking to, I went because it was a 5-hour layover, mm-hmm, so I was still smoking, went outside to smoke, and was engaged up. United pilot,
mm-hmm,
he said, "Yeah, I can't believe it." Well, U.S. Air at the time,
mm-hmm,
I can't believe they canceled all their flights.
U.S. Air, okay.
Yeah, the hurricane ended up tracking north, and everybody else except for U.S. Air, who we were booked on, was flying.
All right,
and yeah, we got their attention, but although they couldn't do anything about it, but you go to Twitter, and that's when airlines respond. If you call anything like that, they're not going to help you out. They'll tell you to piss off in a nice way.
Just put a little vodka in a. And a shampoo bottle, clear shampoo, the kind you buy those travel things.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Because
if I don't check my bags, I'll get those. I get a bunch of. I've never done that, but that's a good idea.
I'd like a shampoo and tonic, please.
why are you pouring your shampoo and your tomato juice? Don't ask.
But I mean, I understand what you're saying, Todd. It's not that big a deal, but it's the overarching issue of the flight attendants.
He's lying to you.
Just making crap
right.
up.
Especially when flying is expensive.
I'm not going to say, oh, it'd be better if they just said, I'm too freaking lazy to get out of my jump seat and piss off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I might complain about that too, but that's actually what they're saying.
Right.
When they're telling you, oh, you know, you're only allowed to have one per hour.
We as customers should be able to expect the standard.
All right.
You know? You're right. Those flights are too damn expensive for them to make crap up.
Yeah, right.
And how tough is it to, just reach over in that little drawer.
Reach around, throw me a bottle of vodka.
I'm just a few rows down here. Toss it to me. Right. You don't have to move then. You don't have to get up off your ass.
Well, it is 9/11 today, and before 9/11, I would fly with little bottles of vodka. All the time.
Yeah, I got
all the time.
I got snagged with that.
I know, but I don't know how I never did because they still checked you. You still had to go through some sort of metal detector. And those little, I used to buy those airplane bottles and just shove them in my bag and hop on the plane and fly with them all the time.
Didn't Medicine Hat used to fly with a full 750 at Jack?
He would open it up and he got in trouble. He got caught with it. He got caught a couple of times. He'd be cracking a Jack open and on the plane and it was a full 750.
Are you Lemmy?
And probably an 8-ball of Coke.
Yeah, well, before 9/11, you could fly with that, too.
Yeah, you put it in your sock.
Yeah. Post 9/11, I remember getting on a flight and three seats, my wife and I, and the guy in the row with us, he just get on, cracks open a tall boy.
He brought one with him?
Yeah, he brought a 16-ounce beer with him.
They give him crap?
He got about one drink from the bottom.
And the
flight attendant was cool. He came by, he's like, look, I got to take that away from you, but I'll tell you what, I'll give you a freebie of ours.
Oh,
he's like, I have to take it away because you brought it on, but I'll give you a free one.
I love that.
Mm. Yeah, I do have to acknowledge the good flight attendants because from time to time, they'll give you a drink and they won't ask for a drink coupon or your credit card. Once in a while, they give you a freebie to make up for all the flight attendants who have lied to me in the past, who make up rules.
I know you're
so
thinking
of
an alcohol problem, but our enzymes are fine.
Well, this woman might be fun. A woman in China went to the hospital for stomach pain.
Uh-oh.
An x-ray found a 6-inch spoon in her abdomen. Asia Wire reported that she got so drunk the night before, she swallowed the 6-inch spoon and forgot about it.
She might be fun. I love when they swallow and forget about it, don't you?
She might be fun.
Yes, she is. I forgot, did I swallow a spoon last night? Nah, we'll find out.
Dr. Fan says, do not put small things in your mouth when you are drunk.
Oh, damn, I wish the music wasn't off. Damn it.
So large things only, huh?
Apparently.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.